When you've gone past your tipping point and into detrimental stress, what are some ways you can mitigate it during and after warning operations? During the event, you can rotate into a different role. You can take a break, ranging from a quick walk down the hall to a longer break, if possible, and in coordination with the shift supervisor. At the very least, take one or two deep breaths between each warning cycle to help soothe your nervous system. There are also some techniques you can learn, like box breathing, to help calm yourself intentionally. After the event, allow yourself time to recharge. It's tempting to go home and start scrolling to see if reports came in or continue to follow convection into the next CWA, but it's important to take some time to disengage from the event. Exercise, eat, spend time with family or friends or pets, or do other things that help calm and ground you. You may also consider seeking professional help, especially with events that cause casualties or damage to communities. NWS provides critical incident stress management training in WOC Human Factors, which is linked in the resources. And your office can contact the NOAA Health and Safety Officer for support after high-impact events.